your mean time to WTF for a security alert is more than a minute, it's time to look at Lacework. Lacework will help you get your security act together for everything from compliant service configurations to container app relationships, all without the need for PhDs in AWS to write the rules. If you're building a secure business on AWS with compliance requirements, you don't really have time to choose between antivirus or firewall companies to help you secure your stack. That's why Lacework is built from the ground up for the cloud. Low effort, high visibility and detection. To learn more, visit lacework.com. Machine learning is a marvelously executed scam. I've joked periodically that machine learning, or ML, adherents claim to be able to sort through vast quantities of data and find absolutely anything except a viable business model. I'd like to revisit that with a clarification. They also apparently can't tell a story around what they do that isn't completely batty. At first, I thought this was something innocent, along the lines of something that attracts people to the ML space also precludes attracting storytellers. I've since shifted my annoyance into what can only be termed grudging admiration around the sheer genius of the scam that they've pulled off. Now, isn't that a bit over the top? Not really. The use cases we've seen of companies using AI or ML to solve business problems are either highly specific, in the sense of you input your records of many millions of credit card transactions, and then the magic technology will find the fraudulent ones, or highly ridiculous stories like WeWork discovering that people drink coffee in the morning, so they should hire a barista. In fact, if you visit AWS's machine learning page and scroll down to the customer quotes, you'll see that every one of them at the time of this recording alludes to marginal process improvements. There's not a single customer testimonial on that page that says anything remotely close to "this technology transformed our business" or "we'd be sunk if not for this modern technical miracle." Customer testimonials around other AWS services give concrete numbers and say things like, "this would not have been possible in our data centers," and otherwise sing the service's praises. In machine learning, the overwhelming takeaway is, yeah, it was fine. The level of ML excitement on the part of AWS is in no way matched by its customers, at least those customers that have businesses that don't involve selling machine learning onwards.
"Well, that doesn't make it a scam."
To use AI or machine learning effectively, you need three ingredients that are universally agreed upon by everyone. The first is a vast quantity of data for which you'll invariably pay your cloud provider, or heaven forbid, your SAN vendor, an eye-wateringly large pile of money. The second is a lot of compute power, frequently and specifically GPUs, which are a specialized form of compute that of course costs significantly more. And the third is people who are trained in this arcane form of wizardry, who are a lot like regular software engineers, except they too cost a lot more money. When you can't spot the sucker at the poker table, wisdom holds that it's you. When you look at the business case for a company's machine learning ventures, it's reasonable to ask, did an ML algorithm write this? During the California Gold Rush, the people who made actual profit from the rush west weren't the miners themselves. It was the merchants who supplied them. It's pretty clear that AWS and its cloud competitors are selling pickaxes into a frenzy.
"But this is what customers want."
Well, let's take the AWS base case for AI ML offerings, their recognition service. If you pull up the recognition landing page, at least as of the time of this recording, you'll see it says Amazon Recognition. Automate your image and video analysis with machine learning. No customer, not a single one, cares at all about that. What they care about is this business problem. I have a picture and I need to know if it's a picture of a cat or not. As an added bonus, I'd like you to also tell me how confident you are in that assessment. Past that, the customer doesn't care whether the service is powered by machine learning, an incredibly lucky or accurate coin toss, or an army of people who click yes or no very quickly, assuming those people are allotted ample restroom breaks. I repeat, the customer does not care. This episode is sponsored by ExtraHop. ExtraHop provides threat detection and response for the Enterprise, not the Starship. On-prem security doesn't translate well to cloud or multi-cloud environments, and that's not even counting IoT. ExtraHop automatically discovers everything inside the perimeter, including your cloud workloads and IoT devices, detects these threats up to 35% faster, and helps you act immediately. Ask for a free trial of detection and response for AWS today at extrahop.com/trial. So why does every keynote about recognition and every other service like it belabor just how much machine learning goes into the service? Honestly, I usually test out AWS services by standing them up myself to determine if they're good or not. I soon may be able to bypass that via a machine learning algorithm of my own. The more the marketing for a service talks about machine learning, the worse the service is. It's still early days. Technology is built upon iterative improvements, you insufferable jackass. Look, I don't expect a machine learning algorithm to write a blog post like this. Natural language is hard even without sarcasm factored in. But let's take a perfectly bounded problem space with vast amounts of data, but clearly defined inputs and outputs, the AWS bill. Why is the only machine learning powered service that AWS offers around the bill one that basically kind of sucks? I mean, don't get me wrong, Compute Optimizer will look at your usage and supposedly identify some right-sizing opportunities. But right-sizing is usually nonsense, and it's not touching things like you take in 1 petabyte of data from the internet and pass 50 petabytes of data between availability zones every month, a behavioral pattern that's almost certainly wrong and vastly more impactful to your AWS spend. The scattering of startups to use machine learning to optimize your AWS bill, fine-tune your observability, or unleash AI ops fare no better. They're selling hype, not outcome. As a shameless aside, give us a ring at the Duckbill Group and we can get that AWS bill under control without machine learning. Look, and I'm sorry. I have a hard time accepting that the company that's going to paint the way forward around extracting meaning from your data is the same one that literally has a product named AWS Systems Manager Session Manager, emails you 6 copies of the same marketing email, and greets brand new users with a "Look what's changed in our console" banner ad.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.